Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, talking about Kavs and Zakukla, Kavs and Zakukla, again based in the Torah of Moreinu Rabbeinu, Hagaon HaGadol Mufla V'Mufla with David Zatzal. The Svara of the Man D'Yomar, Kavs and Zakukla, L'Choyra, Tzorich Biyul Taimo. We have to understand the Svara of the Man D'Yomar, Kavs and Zakukla. Because it's pasha that even according to the Man D'Yomar, Kavs and Zakukla, Maisa had loke mechlal ha-mitzvah v'chelek me-ha-mitzvah. The Maisa Hadlaka is clearly part of the mitzvah of the Hadlaka. It's not only the fact that it's lit, it's also the Maisa Hadlaka, as we see from the Shulchan Aruch in Tav Resh Ayin Gimel Seif Beis that we quoted in the previous shiur. According to the Perish of the Taz, the Shulchan Aruch there says, that hadlaka is a mitzvah, and therefore, kavsa ein zakukla. And we said that, and the Taz explains, hadlaka is a mitzvah means that then it's a maisa hadlaka, that's the mitzvah, and the mele, once you do the maisa hadlaka, kavsa zakukla, kavsa ein zakukla. You don't have to extinguish it, you don't have to relight it, because you already did the mitzvah. Because l'chor, l'divrei ha-Taz, it emerges that the Shulchan Aruch is repeating himself. Because first the Shulchan Aruch established that hadlaka is a mitzvah. So with that, he's saying that since he lights, he's already been mekayim the mitzvah. And mimela, if it goes out, he doesn't have to relight it because he was already mekayim the mitzvah. So why then does the Shulchan Aruch have to repeat his words and say again, im kavsa eino zakukla? Once you say adlaka is a mitzvah, you know that im kavsa eino zakukla. You did your mitzvah, ma yesh od lasot. You did what you had to do. So it must be that the beginning of the Shulchan Aruch is not a din. Rather, he's saying a yesoid that is not the subject of debate. And that is that the din of the mitzvah of Adlakas Nel Chanukah is not Behayoto Daluk. It's not the fact that it's lit, but rather the Maaseh Hadlaka. As we explained, it's the Maaseh Hadlaka that's the mitzvah. And from this Yisod, we paskin that Kavsa Eino Zokukla, because we don't care anymore when it goes out. When it's the Maaseh, when it's not Daluk, Zalo Mafriya Lanu, Ki Hu Kvar Hidlik. Because the mitzvah is the ma'isa hadlaka. As nevoar mizeh, shal etzem ha'anacha shekatav ha'shulchan aruch ein machloket. There's no debate about the presumption of the Shulchan Aruch. And even according to the man d'yomar kavsa zakukla, we could say hadlaka is a mitzvah. Otherwise, if B came out of A, meaning, if the two are connected, they're contingent on each other. Meaning, if you say hadlaka is a mitzvah, if you say hadlaka is a mitzvah, then you say kavsa ein zakukla. If they're really saying the same thing, then he's repeating himself. And it can't be the Shulchan Aruch is repeating himself. So it must be the only thing the Shulchan Aruch says that's debatable is point B, that kavsa ein zakukla. About point A, the notion that hadlaka is a mitzvah, that part and parcel of the etzem mitzvah is the ma'is hadlaka, that's not debatable, and therefore it doesn't come out that he's repeating himself, because kavsa hadlaka is a mitzvah is l'kuliyam, and it doesn't necessarily follow that kavsa in zakukla. This everybody holds, whether you hold kavsa zakuk or lo zakuk. And then the inviter, he says, and kavsa zakukla, and zakukla, which is the machlokas. The first part is not a machlokas, and therefore, he's not repeating himself, because he's not saying the same thing. If we're saying the same thing, why would he say it twice? If hadlaka is a mitzvah means kavsa ein zakukla, then why say it twice? So therefore, kavsa hadlaka is a mitzvah saying one thing that everybody agrees to, and kavsa zakukla ein zakukla is saying something else. Mevoar mizeh, שעל עצם ההנחה שכתב שולחן ערוך אין מחלוקת, וייתכן גם אם דאמר קבת זקוק לה. ואם לא כן, הרי מה שכתב שולחן ערוך את ההנחה, ממילא יוצא הדין, ואני רגשה על הכיף ודברי שולחן ערוך וכנ"ל, ובעל כורחנו. Like that was what I explained. שגם לאחר הנחה זו, even after this הנחה, even after this assumption that הדלקה איסן מצווה, ניתוכן דמקום מקום קבס זקוק לה. כן, זה עין את קבס זקוק לה. doesn't just because hadlaka is a mitzvah, it doesn't mean kavsein zakla, it could be zakukla. Just as Shulchan Aruch writes that we paskin shemishum hanacha zo kafta eino zakukla. Kevan shekenu gam lahayim andi yama. My time is svir le lahayim andi yama di kavsein zakukla. In other words, the Shulchan Aruch writes that we paskin that because of this assumption, because hadlaka is a mitzvah, kavse eino zakukla, or it could be kavse zakukla. So since the Mandi Amar kavse zakukla also agrees, hadlaka is a mitzvah, he agrees that part and parcel of the mitzvah is the hadlaka. So then, why does he hold kavse zakukla? In other words, the Shulchan Aruch is saying that because of the assumption that kavse, that hadlaka is a mitzvah, kavse eino zakukla. But it could be, even according to the Mandi Amar, kavse zakukla also hadlaka is a mitzvah. Shulchan Aruch is just saying that we paskin that because of the assumption of hadlaka is a mitzvah, kavse eino zakukla. Then you have to understand why, according to the other man, the Amr also agrees that hadlaka is a mitzvah, kavse zakukla. So l'chayra we could say that this man, the Amr, holds that if it goes out, nifal lemafreya shelo hayta zo maisa hadlaka shel mitzvah, umehaytaim hu bizokukhu l'kashe kavse. Now zayna chinami. The man, the Amr, of kavse zakukla holds that the maisa mitzvah is the hadlaka, that's part and parcel of the mitzvah, not this, just that it should be lit, but that it's the maisa of the lighting. The only thing is, okay, so he did his mitzvah, Shalma Yisrael, but when it goes out, it was activated retroactively, that it was not, turns out retroactively, it was not a Maisa Hadlaka Shal Mitzvah. And for that reason, Zakukula Kishekavta. And that's why Zakukla. Avalim Kein, Kishekavta, Avale Lemalei Achshav Shiur Chadash B'Shemen, Kiven Shebatla Hadlaka Rishona, V'zeh Lo Shamanu. Wait a second. If it's true that Lemafreya, he didn't do the mitzvah of Hadlakas Ner Chanukah, then when he relights it, then he should have to relight it with the required amount of oil, that it should light a shear. And that we haven't heard. Rashi, b'daf chafalef amud alef, b'dibur hatchul zakukla, Rashi kotev zakuku litakna. That to fix it. And if it's bottle, everything he did, so it's not the tikkun that's chaser, it's the ikar hadlaka that's chaser. So what's pshat then? Why just do you have to fix it? Fixing it is enough. You should have to have a whole relighting. And you don't have to have a whole relighting. So you can't say the pshat is that when he lights, and it goes out, it turns out retroactively he didn't light. So maybe you could say, this man the Amar holds that you think need two things. There's a chiyuv to be mashlim at the chelek hazeh shel ha-mitzvah shu ayot ha-nir daluk kevan shu chelek me-ha-mitzvah. In other words, there are two mitzvahs. There's the mitzvah of the atzim lighting, Hadlaka is a mitzvah. And then you have to fill in, if it goes out, according to the Manor Kavtza Zakukla, you have to fill in what's missing by relighting it. It's part of the mitzvah. And Takan, the Tshuvas of the base of Ephraim, and Simit Samach Gimel, that's what he says. But that's Pshat of Manor Kavtza Zakukla. Yeshno Chiyuv Lashlim, Gamat Achelik Azeh Shal HaMitzvah, Shoyot HaNir Daluk, Kevan Shu Chelik Mi HaMitzvah, since the Nir Dalek is Chel HaMitzvah, you have to fill that in. And there he writes, Ayin Sham, that for this reason, even if lo chazar v'idlik, ein bilchato levatala, משום שקיים על כל פנים את חלק המצווה של מעשה ההדלקה. He doesn't relight, his bracha is not levatola because he did the chelik mitzvah of the ma'aseh hadlaka. And more than this, it says in the Beis Halevi in Chanukah, writes that according to this Man D'Omar, the only time you say kavsa zokukla is if you have this ner and this shemen. Then you have to relight it. But when the shemen spilled, ukuli alma, you don't have to get more another ner and another shemen. So it's mashlim, this is just be mashlim. You're relighting it to fill in what you missed. It's be mashlim, the original mitzvah. But that's not the case. Shekivan sheken itbeir gam nidach mandam ozoi mitzvah adam rinin mikom kom rak adlaka itzivui chiyuvo. My time lo svira ken lai mandi amal. As we said in the previous year, that according to mandam rakovsa ain't zokukla, so the only chiyuv is the tzivui. What he's commanded to do is maisa adlaka. So then why doesn't the mandam rakovsa zokukla hold the same way? Meman of shach. If he holds the svara that the tzivu is only on the maisa, that means on afterwards there's no tzivu. And if he holds that it's not a svara muchrachas and there's a chiyuv and making sure that the ner is daluk, then who says that the maisa hadlaka is the mitzvah? We see now like that in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says the Maisa Hadlak is the mitzvah. And if he holds that the Chiyuv is on the Asiyah of Hayasin Adolak to make sure the Ner is lit, then where's the Makor for the Chiyuv of the Maisa Hadlak and Maisa Hadlak? We have a Chiyuv in Shulchan Aruch. Also in Shulchan Aruch, Tafrei Shain Gimel, Sefer Chachmas Shleim Hashem in Tafrei Shain Gimel, the Chacham Shalom talks about that siman. He proves from the Rashba that you shouldn't make a bracha when it goes out, because we pass in kavsein zokukla. So we see the mandam kavsein zokukla, you have to make a bracha. Bracha is the hadlik ner chanukah. And the Gemara says from the hadlik ner chanukah, we learn that hadlaka is a mitzvah. So we see that the bracha is on the hadlaka, not on the fact that it's daluk. The bracha is on the ma'isa hadlaka. It's the machlokas in the Gemara. It's nafgamina lecherishet v'katan. It's the ma'isa hadlaka, the mitzvah, or placing it down. So the Gemara proves, in fact, the bracha is lahadlik ner chanukah. The bracha is the ma'isa hadlaka. So the bracha is on the ma'isa hadlaka, not in the fact that it's daluk. But if you hold, and since he already did this ma'isa of hadlaka, why should he make a bracha again? So it must be that everybody holds the chibs in the ma'isa hadlaka. And only on this there's a bracha. So mehechi teisi a bracha on the ner daluk, which is the same bracha of the hadlik ner chanukah, it's the same makom le bracha. So it's clear that even according to the Man D'Omar, Kofsa Zokukla, there's a mitzvah in the Etzem Ma'isa Hadlaka, and that's the only time you're making a bracha. And Memela, we want to understand why he holds that if it goes out, you have to relight it. You did your mitzvah, Shalma Yisrael. As Mizenira, Shegam Le'ay Man D'Omar, Ikara Mitzvah, Wal Ma'asa Hadlaka Bilvad. Ela shusover. Kisvarat animuke Yosef ha'idua beperakamo de babakame. That if we hold that Isho is mishum chitzov, and when you light a fire, this is like your arrows. Like you're still shooting these arrows. So according to that Man D'Omar, it should be usher to light near an Erev Shabbos. Why? Because when you light a near an Erev Shabbos, and this light is your arrows, so you're still shooting them arrows, after Shabbos starts, these are your arrows. So, Memele, you're doing a malacha on Shabbos. How are you allowed to light a candle before Shabbos? שעל ידי זה כוחו הוא אבל כוחו וכל זה חוזר עושה וחוזר ועושה. It's like he's doing it on Shabbos. So Mir Yosef says everything finishes in Erev Shabbos, and it was the Maisa of his Koach afterwards is coming by the Maisa of now. And therefore it's only considered a Maisa now on Erev Shabbos. And this man Damar holds that since the Ekarinian in Ner Chanukah is Beyos HaNer Dole Kozman Shiuroi, so it must be that Nikbea Takanat Chachamim de Ner Chanukah Bofen HaMalach Kazeh וחשבינן את מעשה כוחו כמעשה שעושה וחוזר ועושה הוא אותו. ועד איזה חיובו במעשה הוא חיוב מעשה על כל זמן היות הנר דלוק. אז what's פשט הנר חנכה? הנר חנכה is that it's a הדלקה מתמשכת. I'm lighting and I'm lighting again, I'm lighting again, I'm lighting again, I'm lighting again. Therefore it has to be lit the entire time because the entire time, like Gemuyah says, it's as if Shas Maisa, again, it's not happening now, but B'Shas Maisa, I'm relighting it and relighting it and relighting it and relighting it and relighting it. It has to be relit for the entire time. It has to kindle for the entire time. So his koyach, his original koyach, is like he's redoing it. And through this, his chiyuv b'maisa is a chiyuv maisa on the entire time the Ner is daluk. Sh'rei omnam mikochohu והבלה כביכול מעשה דידי, ולכן כשקבתה ובטל מעשה, חויב הוא שוב במעשה של הלכה שנקד ברבו בכל זמן שיעורו. When it goes out, and his mice is bottle, he's again מחויב, and this mice is הדלכה, which is בכל זמן שיעורו. So again, he has a chiyuv to light it, light the candle for a half hour every second. This mikocho it's done. But if it goes out, then he has to make sure again that it lights for the half hour, because he's a chiyuv in every second to relight it. And therefore, if it goes out, he has to relight it. Kafsa zakukla.